You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to try and watch our language today. Yesterday we had an S word. And we had to. We didn't bleep it. We edited it. And then we let it play through on the podcast. So,
okay.
If you want to hear bad words, maybe you should download the podcast.
You know what's funny? In concerts.
Yeah.
You know, someone will say, and they'll throw in a cuss word, and the crowd goes wild.
Oh, yeah, because it's so it's naughty. We like being naughty. Come on.
Oh, goodness.
Come on now. We love being naughty.
To err is human, but it feels divine.
There you go. Hey, a little random facts for you today. Samuel Morse. You know Sam, the guy who invented the Morse code.
Oh, that's Sam. Sure.
Really wanted to be an artist and only got into electromagnetics in his 40s once he finally declared his art career was a flop.
Oh.
And good thing, because how would we know German salute is called the Bellamy salute. Before the Nazis took it over, kids in the U.S. would do it during the Pledge of Allegiance. That's kind of weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah. In 1942, Congress decided you should put your hand over your heart during the pledge instead. That was probably a good call. Good call.
Good call.
This is going to gross you out. When a llama or yama, depending on how you want to pronounce it, spits, they're actually spitting out vomit.
Ew.
And the Mars Candy Company says it doesn't approve of people deep frying their candy bars because it doesn't fit. No, wait a minute. It doesn't fit with their promotion of healthy living. What the what? What the what? It's okay to eat a candy bar that's healthy, but not a deep fried one.
It's okay to eat a candy bar every so often.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Just don't deep fry this piece of sugary fat stuff.
Oh, my God. That reminds me. I've got to go deep fry some butter. All right. It's time.
Go big or go home. Come on.
Right. It's time for the Who Cares News.
Challenge
Speaking
accepted.
Of going big, what's going on?
Well, nothing. So supermodel, mom, TV personality, Chrissy Teigen. And she's trying she's staying ahead of her, you know, hater curve.
Yeah.
She proves again why she's a loved gal.
We love her.
Well, yesterday,
by the way, she is getting her implants out.
Really?
Yeah, she said that. She's done with the fake boobs. She says, she goes, they're not great. She wants them out.
And what does Mr. Legend think about that?
I don't think he gets a choice. If you were married to Chrissy Teigen, do you think he gets much choice in anything?
No, that's true.
I don't think so.
So yesterday she posted a video of her getting her COVID-19 test.
Oh, wow.
The one where they stick a swab up your nose to your brain.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
It's supposed to hurt like a mother.
Yeah.
So most people say it does hurt like a mother.
That's what I've heard. Of course, I'm not the privileged. I haven't had it.
Because the swab has to go way, way back.
Have you ever done a swab test like that? Not on yourself, but as a nurse.
Yes.
I know you're a nurse, so you've actually done that test.
Yes.
And you can attest to that.
I've done a swab test for other things.
Right. But you can attest that it's really painful.
You would think. At first, the first time you do it, you feel kind of bad.
It's kind of like when you give shots, right?
I love giving shots.
I don't think you can be a nurse without loving to poke people.
If I was normal, I wouldn't be a nurse. If I was normal, I wouldn't be a nurse at all.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Okay.
Anyway, for Chrissy, for some strange reason, it tickled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she giggled the whole way through the test, and she claimed, at least for her, she says it wasn't too bad.
I can say a lot of things about Chrissy and... Well, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Grief.
She probably giggles about a lot of things. Oh. I'll say that. How's that? Maybe she just giggles through a lot of
things. You're such a perv.
I didn't say... Hey, you took that a different way.
Of course I did. That's what I always do.
I meant it that way, too.
Tell for Chrissy that the results are...
For anybody that has these swab tests, hopefully... The results are negative. Negative, not positive, but negative. You know, some people will giggle when they're in pain. Have you noticed that sometimes?
Yeah.
It's a weird reaction, but maybe they were behaviorally, you know, maybe when Chrissy would fall and skin her knee when she was a little girl, maybe she'd giggle. And maybe that's the thing. Of course, she didn't explain that in the video, I'm sure.
Well, it doesn't take long. I mean, it sounds like the way that we get sound.
I don't like stuff being stuck up my nose.
It went for a long time, like giggling through a pedicure or something. But,
yeah, I don't.
But no, it doesn't take that long. It does.
And you know
what?
It's
not comfortable, though.
Talking about this makes me really feel like I need to sneeze now. Doesn't it you?
That's like if you say certain words, you have to itch or something.
Yeah. No. I know. It's just like, oh.
All right. So an update about some good news. SGN.
Oh, yeah.
John Jimmy Jack. I think I like that better than Johnny Jim Jack.
You like Jimmy instead of Jim?
Jimmy John Jack? John Jimmy Jack.
Man, just.
Johnny Jim Jack.
Sounds
anyway,
like a number of things.
So John Krasinski.
Billy Jack, Billy Joel.
No.
It's free association day today on the Who Cares News.
He explained his decision to sell Some Good News.
Oh, really?
He did.
Because he took a lot of backlash for that.
He explained it to CBS during an Instagram chat yesterday.
Oh, okay.
With Rainn Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Dwight. His buddy from The Office. Yeah, everybody loves Rainn.
So
Rainn's cool.
Johnny Jim Jack says it wasn't about the money.
Yeah, sure it wasn't. Sure. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we're buying that. Mm.
That was just a that was just icing on the cake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So John says,
yeah,
you know, he's going to have to get back to work to his regular career soon, so there's no way for him to keep doing it by himself.
I can see that. And I know people are planning on people going back to work in the movie industry, the TV industry, and all that. I mean, yeah, that's happening very soon, sooner than one would think, because that's part of the reopening. So
yeah,
I mean, you know, he's not gonna have time to do this, but you know what, it would be fun if he could do it from his dressing room, wherever he is on location, being Jack Ryan or whoever the hell he's being.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he's had a couple of good movies out the last couple of years, John Jimmy
yeah.
Jack. So meanwhile Rainn Wilson's still sitting at home growing a beard. He just doesn't it's not the same without those damn glasses and playing Dwight. I'm telling you.
You think he's typecast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? But you know what? He can take the glasses off, and he can play anybody because
that's
he's
true.
Not Dwight with those glasses. But he can't have the Dwight attitude. That's my deal.
Hmm.
But I was also surprised that John Krasinski, John Jimmy Jack, could pull off Jack Ryan. He's actually pretty convincing in that.
He's good.
You're talking about Harrison Ford's played before. Come on
now.
Who can do that?
I know.
Not that guy on Solo, that's for sure. All right. Well, with that, I think we've overstayed our welcome. And apologies to Hallie, because we don't have anything to talk about Hallie today.
Now, see, that's responsible howling right there. Responsible howling.
We're responsible hallying today. There you go.
Good for you.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.